Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, and we're going to talk about a sugi that comes up towards the bottom of Ayin Hey Amud Beis. The Gemara here is talking about the concept of fire and what's called fire for the roasting of the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara went into and paralleled it to what is called fire for the fire that's needed to bring into the Kodesh Kadoshim to burn the Ketores on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara is going through different options. What type of coals are okay? Flickering coals, coals that are going out, coals that are on fire. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Ratzah Gachelos, right in the middle, Ratzah Gachelos Yavi, Ratzah Shalheves Yavi. Maybe you could bring either or, a Gachelos, a Kol, a Shalheves, or a flame. Shalheves below Gachelos, Eichem Ishkachasla. How do you ever have a Shalheves? How could you have a flame without coals? A flame needs something to be based on. Kigon, the Shafye Lamana Mishcha. What happens if you smeared a Kli with oil? Va'atzli Beinura, and then you lit it on fire. So that, maybe that's what's being referred to. So the Gemara says, Ahu, Lamali Krolamute. What do you need a Pasik to exclude that, to say that that you can't bring into the Kodesh Kadashim. Hashtel of Melech Basar Vadam Einos and Kain. You wouldn't bring that type of fire to a human king. Lefnei Melech Malchay Malcham Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Kol Shekain. Surely in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, one wouldn't bring such a flame, so it can't be that that's what's being excluded. So the Gemara goes into different types of coals, again, Omamos, Lochashos, V'chulu. But this is a Svara playing a role in terms of what is excluded from the pasuk. So svara obviously is always used in Limud Torah. We always try to figure things out. We always try to get into the head of the Gemara and to the Rishonim, figuring out the Torah Hashem. But the question is, can a svara create and not just explain halachos? Right here, it's explaining or trying to figure out the limud. What could the Torah be excluding? And it says, misvara, it wouldn't be excluding this. So fascinating that we have a couple of similar types of svaras, and then we'll explain. Again, the topic that we'll talk about today is, are isurim and svara, based on svara. So Rashi tells us in Vayikra, in Perek Vav, Pasig Dalos, the psukim there, the beginning of Parsha Sav, talk about the Hotzah Sadeshen, every day, says the Gemara, says the Pasuk, starting with the beginning of the Parsha. Savas Aron Esbon of Lamar, tell the Kohanim, this is the Ola, and what do you have to do for the Ola? V'lavash HaKohen Mido Vad, U'michnesei Vad, Yilbash Al Basaro. He should wear the Big De Kuhuna, the Mido Vad, the Ketones, and the Michnasayim, V'yirimes HaDeshen Asher Tocha Lo'esh, Es Ha'ola Alam Esbeach, he shall lift up Trumas HaDeshen. He should take, Rashi says, the inner coals, go take them. And then he goes down the ramp and he makes a left and he puts it to the left, to the east of the Mizbeach. And there's a nace that happens there that it gets absorbed into the ground. And he places it next to the Mizbeach. And then, after he does the Trumas HaDeshen, then he changes his clothes. He puts on different clothes, and he takes the deshen outside the camp, El Makom Tahar, to the Makom Tahor. When is this Hotzias Adeshen? Rashi quotes, Hatzavur Petapuach. This is not talking about the Shumas Adeshen, what he just put next to the Kevesh on the floor of the Azara. No, it's going back to what's on the top of the Mizbeach. Hatzavur Petapuach. Kishuhu Rabba Vein Makom Amaracha. When there's not enough space on top of the Mizbeach, is getting credit. Motzio Misham Vein Zachova Bechal Yom Avala Truma Chova Bechal Yom. It's not a Chova to do the Hotzah every day, but the Truma has to be done every day. Okay, but we're going to focus on the first part of the Pasuk. He changes his clothes. Why does he change his clothes? So Rashi quotes Chazal, Ein zu chova ela derech eretz. This is not a chova to change one's clothes, but it's appropriate. Shelo yilach lechbotzos hadeshen begadim shu mishamish b'hem tamid. The same begadim that he wore in the avoda, he's going to get all dirty by carrying the ashes out all the way. So that is why the Torah suggests changing one's clothes, because that's what's appropriate. Begadim shebishul ben kedera l'rabo, yibzo ben kos l'rabo. Begadim that you cooked in, right, you're not supposed to serve in. V'lovash, v'lokah, v'lovash, v'lamachirim, p'chusin mehem. You put on other clothes. This is Rashi explaining ufashades begadav. If you look in the Ramban, right here, the Ramban quotes Rashi, it says, avalo yadati minayin. Right, what do you mean, other clothes, and it's a choice? Omar harav she'eno chova. It says, Ufashad is begadav. Seems like a mitzvah. Shabagadim shiyasa mehama karbanos, haim gam harama sadeshen. the Bigdei Kahuna, that you do the Avodah the Karbanos, and the Haramas HaDeshen, you begadim nikiyim. Lo yishamish ba'ustan asher hotzi HaDeshen. Va'amitzvah miderech musar ha'eved l'rabo. It's ethical and it's derech eretz from an eved to a rav. L'kach yu l'konim ha'begadim ha'chamudos la'avodos va'pechusim lo'tzah HaDeshen. V'kol zeh l'fi ha'svara hazu shekasva ha'rav. I agree with Rashi Svara, but why shouldn't it be a chova? Why does it say that it's just derech eretz and it's not a chova? Says the Mizrahi right here, explaining Rashi against the Ramban. It must be that Rashi holds that if there's a halacha based on svara of being mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that can turn into a chova. Says the Mizrahi, v'shema harav yima'ein zeh, shehu sover, she'ein shum mitzvah l'chova, she'kishiyia al tzad ha'kavod, milvad b'derech ha'musar o'ever l'rabo. This can't be an obligation. Right, if you're doing it just, it's appropriate. Being appropriate is not going to create an obligation. And that's the pshat of the Braisa. V'ufashat v'lavash yachol k'mitzvas yom ha-kipurim shi'chova shi'poshit v'lovesh kacha hi'chova po. You might think just like on Yom Kippur, he has to switch back and forth, back and forth. So it was a chova here. She poshit bigdei kodesh v'lovesh bigdei chol mi'avodas haramas hadeshen la'avodas hotzos hadeshen tamalomar bigadav. Begadav l'gzeira shava. Sheshnei ha-begadim sheposhit v'shalovesh hein bigdei lavan. Mishal kodesh. They're both bigdei lavan. V'yachar sheheim kein eich ef sheshiyu l'chova ki ma'hefesh yeish v'neim. How can it be a chova if they're both the same quality of clothing? Just one's clean, one's not clean. That can't be a chova. On Yom Kippur, you switch from love until zav v'chulu back and forth. But here it's not. And that's why the Mizrahi explains for Rashi, if it's, a mitzvah that's based on tzad ha-kavod bilvad, shu musar ha-eva l'rabo, that can't be a chiyav. The question is, what about our Gemara? What about our Gemara? Our Gemara says, misvara, right, it can't be that you would carry in the flame after you smeared a kli with oil, and that's the basis for a halacha. That's the basis for a halacha about how you carry the fire in. So how could the Mizrahi here explain Rashi that says that there is no mitzvah l'chova sheyia al tzad ha'kavod bilvad? So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, in the Beis HaOtzar, Kuf Lamed Hey, he says it must be that you can't compare all aspects of kavod. You can't compare all halachos that are based on that. He quotes this problem with the Mizrahi v'ulam, and he says lav kol inyane kavod damin lahadadi ubasi rak lahayir. It must be that not every aspect of kavod is similar to each other. Right? Maybe there's another way to answer it. Just first with another question. There's a Gemara in Nazir, so he quotes it. He says it's on Daf Samach Beis, but it must be a misprint. It's on Daf Memhei in Maseches Nazir. The Gemara there talks about the pasuk by Nazir that says Pesach Ohel Moed. Pesach Ohel Moed. Tana Rabbanan. V'gilach HaNazir Pesach Ohel Moed. The Nazir shaves his head at the end of his Naziris. Pesach Ohel Moed. B'shlamim HaKasim Medaber. The pasuk is talking about his shlamim. Right, the Mefarish or the Rashi on Nazir. Al HaShlamim Hu Omer Shu Megaleach Shari Nemar Kan Pesach Ohel Moed. V'lo Matzinu Shar Kachim T'unin Pesach Ohel Moed. Al HaShlamim Bilvad. Only a shlamim needs the Pesach Ohel Moed, right? All others can be anywhere or without this requirement. But bisman, and we know, what does it mean, Pesach Ohel Moed? Bisman shu pasuach, lo bisman shu na'ul. Right, it has to be when the doors are open. So now the Gemara says, Shenemar v'shachdu Pesach Ohel Moed. Ata omer b'shlamim ha'kasim medaber, o enu ela Pesach Ohel Moed mamish. Doesn't mean the shlamim has to be at the time that the doors are open, or does it mean that the Nazir has to get his haircut mamish at the Pesach Ohel Moed? Maybe it means mamish. Yehi megaleach sham v'lo b'bakom acher, says Rashi. Amar, says the Gemara, that can't be. Im kein derech bizayon hu. That's a bizayon, right? To get a haircut right at the doors of the Hechal, right, of the Ohel Moed. So that can't be. Can't be. So that's another example. It's inappropriate to get a haircut right at the doors of the Hechal. So again, that's a halacha that's based on, the Torah couldn't have meant that, to be Zayed, so it's based on Kavod, right? So how is it that the Mizrahi explains Rashi, what's the difference between our Gemara about carrying the fire and that Gemara about where to do the haircut versus the Gemara about the Limudim of the Pesach Ohel Moed? I'm sorry, the different one is the one of the Begadim. All right, so maybe one can say as follows. In the case of the Nazir and our case, those are the two cases that seem to be, you know, determining halacha. It's those two cases are figuring out, you know, what the Torah had in mind, right? What does it mean by Pesach Ohel Moed? What does it mean by V'lokach Gachalei Esh? Right, so that figuring out what the Torah meant could be figured out based on using Svaris of Kavod. By Big Day Kahuna, the Torah says a halacha. The Torah says a fashadis begadav. We know what's demanded. We know exactly what the Torah wants. We're just trying to figure out the nature of the din. And the svar behind the din, so maybe that's different. There, we're not just going to say one based on svara is going to, of kavod, is not going to turn into a chiyuv. That's what the Mizrahi says. So there's a difference between trying to figure out what the Torah meant, or we know what the Torah means, and the question is, what is the svar behind it? Just Derech Agav, when we have that Gemara about not doing it, Pesach Ol Moed, the Stechemed in the fifth volume discusses, what about upsherins in shul? Upsherins in shul. Is that a bizayon? The Gemara says here it's a bizayon to do the haircut of a Nazir, Pesach Ol Moed. So what about Ishari, page 231. Ishari Tiglachas, Bebeis HaKnesses, Ayin Besechas, Nazir Daf Memhei. And he quotes this, V'kiva de Tiglachas Bemikdash Uderach Bizayon, Nira de Huad did Bemikdash Ba'at, to Asur Linog Bo Minag Bizayon, Umize Tamali Alze, Sheraisi La Rav, he quotes other Svarim, Shekasav Shera Maisa Rav, Yerushalayim, Sheasu Tiglachas Rishon Alakatan, Bechala Moed Sukkis, Betoch HaKnesses, Betoch HaKnesses, Betubim Uvim Cholos. Number one, it was on Chol HaMoed. Number one, it was in the shul. Va'davar tamua lahatir be'beis HaKnesses. Davar sheish b'chashas bizayon. V'yaf gam mishum gilui harosh be'beis HaKnesses. D'nechlek v'aposkin v'das maran lahalacha le'esar. Where you shouldn't be in a shul without a head covering. Ayin maran achita be'birka Yosef. V'ulay yesh litchok. D'kima d'teklachas zui teklachas mitzvah. Sheminichim l'katan peya barosho. B'teklachas rishona. U'mishim chibuv mitzvah. Marbim b'simcha b'tubim u'vim cholos. So maybe that's why it's different. U'magachamai de sapar Yisrael afach ala moed k'dela harbos b'simcha. He quotes other svarim. And he says, V'yadua kibem harishona machar churban v'yis amigdash lo amar la'adam sarli amakam shalom b'sholayim v'lo hayin nimsab batim mervachim lahachil b'tocham kal v'eda. There was not enough room in people's houses. U'gdela asos b'pumbi b'rovam. Then it had to be in the shul. So he discusses this, whether it's appropriate or not, whether it's a violation of that Gemara. Okay, but this is a little bit about Svara determining what the Torah meant and Limudim. There's another source. Again, some of these are quoted in that piece in the Beis HaOtzer as well. The Gemara tells in Maseches Makos, the Mishnah in Makos on Daf Tes Mabes, the Mishnah says that a sone is considered a muad, right? The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, hasone neherag membnei shehu kemuad, right? Somebody who hates another person, that we assume that he was mazed, and therefore he is a kemuad. Therefore, we would put it to death, and he wouldn't go to galus. The question is, ask Rabbi Yossi Bengel and ask others. I don't understand. Sone, we know that he hates him, but maybe he doesn't know that it's also to kill. If you didn't get the hasra, nehida sina hochachat devade hargo bedas mipas sinaso al kozem inayin lanu sheyeda haiser torah sheish bedavar dilma hayanela mimenu iser tzicha kasev betorah. What must you say? Svara. That svara of Ritzicha, everybody knows that Ritzicha is Asur, right? That's going to create the Isser enough that we would be able to kill him. To lo boy sheyedo Isser Torah klau, kiven the Ritzichu, according to Rabbi Yossi, kiven the Ritzichu Isser Sichli, the Isser Sichli, how are you do alo? Shein roi la ro adam, alkein Isser Sichli, ki Isser Torah chashuv, vidai biadias ha Isser Sichli. Fascinating, that's what the Rabbi Yossi Bengel says. The Chizkuni says a similar type of idea. By Cain and Hevel, Chizkuni and Perek Aleph Pasuk Chaf Aleph and Bereishis, where the Mabel, where the Dora Mabel was punished, and Cain was punished because some things are commanded even though they weren't actually commanded. Because Chayavim L'Shamra Mikoach Svaras Hadas, says the Chizkuni. Yeah, that's one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, but says the Chizkuni, that's also the same idea. Rabbi Yosef Eichel continues and says the similar idea by Amesis. By a mesis, rather certain, we don't even tell them about the Torah. What's the language we use? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Omrim lo heichna niach avinu shebashamayim, right? The lashon of the Gemara there, the Samach Zayim. But again, we don't say it's us. We say, how can you leave Hashem and do this? Umevur, by Avodah Zarah. So we had it by murder. We had it by Avodah Zarah here. Umevur dasras mesis gamkin einena bahaskaras asharas haTorah mila avod avodah zara rak omer lefanav es haIsur haSichli heich naniach alokenu shebashamayim, right? V'im kein, again eich nerag bazel demelo yodas Isur Torah asher bedavar v'al karchach delo boi klal yadias haIsur Torah umechshev shaper mezid mikoch yadias haIsur haSichli levad. And therefore, he says, you see by murder, you see by Avodah Zarah, that the Seichel itself could create enough of an Isser that one should know that the Torah asers it, even if the Torah, you know, it's not Patherish. If you look in the Hakdama of Rav Nissim Gaon to Shas, right before Brachas, right, we have two pages right in the front of Shas about the Hakdama of Rav Nissim Gaon. He says the same idea when it comes to the earlier Doras. Hech yitachein, this is about the 10th or 15th line. Hech yitachein la'onshin al davar shlo neschayvu bo, v'lo nitan lahem, v'lo yesh lahem lahashiv, ki ilu nitztavinu hayinu osim, v'ilu husharnu hayinu nisharim, u'makablim kamo shekiblu heim, v'arei anu poshtim elu tshuvos tainos, v'nomar. Says the Rebbe Nissim Gaon, wrong. Ki kala mitzvah shein tuliyim besvara uve uvnesa deliba, kfar hakol mischayvim bayem en ayom asher bor lokim adam ala aretz. Alava al zaro acharav l'dor dorim va'mitzvah shehin nodos miderach hashmua midivrei hanaviim l'chasach aleinu elokeinu l'chayiv l'kadmonim masha haroi ro'ui be'ein chachmoso l'chayvam v'chul. And it continues again. So there's a certain expectation by certain yisurim. So we have this by murder. We have this by avodah zarah. There's another famous Maharik. Maharik quoted in the Evan in the Ramah, the end of Evan Ezer. But the Maharik in Kuf Samach Zayin discusses the third of the big three, Gili Arayis. So we have the big three. Kuf Samach Zayin. If a man is Mizana, if a woman is Mizana, and she says, I didn't know the Torah says it was Aser. Omer Mutter. Is Omer Mutter Ne'eseris al Baila? That's the tshuva of the Maharik. And the Maharik says, yes. Yes. Asher Shal B'isha Shizin Satachas Baila. Beratzon, v'hilo yadim yish iser b'davar im yechashiv shogig. If it's shogig, la nias daiti says the Maharik nira de'ein lazu din shokegas la tira labayla. It's not a shogig. Kiva jimis kavenis l'momal b'isha. It's considered a ma'isa mered against her husband. So this is not explaining the chi of misa, but it's at least saying the iser labayla, which is a halacha. The iser labayla is based on the rebellious act against her husband. That's svara. You don't need the Torah for that. It's defined as a rebellious act. It says in the Torah, "Limo ma beisha," right? Umezana tachtav da loksev ishish kisis to ishta umala ma b'ashem tilishtama dafka b'mechuvenes leisser elamala bo ma loksev. And therefore, it is going to be usher. She is going to be neseros labayla. This is not called shogig. This would be called mezid. And he said, "I'll bring your raya." Oni l'nias daiti lavi raya dialkar chachena davatali bekavanas leisser. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to know that it's usser in order to create the isser labayla. Kadesha nomar, dehecha shalom kavanas l'isser. If she didn't have kavana for the isser, ko shalom yada she's isser b'davar she mudaris labayla. What about Esther Amalka? Megillah tasvav, kasher avadati avadati, kasher avadati mi beis abba, avadati mimcha, darashta ba'onis fashta baratzon. So the Gemara says that Esther became neseros labayla when she went willingly to Mordechai. Vihine davar pashudu yosu rebiyata b'kutcha. Says the Maharik, it's obvious. Ki Esther lo asta shum iser, v'lo haya b'davar afilu nidnud aveira. Right, she was saving Klal Yisrael. Mitzvah rabba asta she see l'kol Yisrael. What's a riot to that? That on her way there, she got Ruach HaKodesh. V'tei de shekenu, she b'vol afri ha-melach, sharsa la Ruach HaKodesh, me tilbash Esther Malchus. What, she was going to get a Ruach HaKodesh on her way to do a terrible aveira? She was one of the Sheva Nevios. That's what you learn from that pasuk. V'chalila v'chas lomar shetishra ruach hakodesh mikoach maisa shel ginai lote kazos b'Yisrael ela adraba pshita upshita shos the mitzvah rabba mode. It's obvious, says the Maharik, that she did a mitzvah rabba uveprata karka ola maisa v'chein. He said the same thing with Yali sheshchever akeni when she did that with Sisra, but either way she was neseras amayla because it was the maisa is defined as a maisa baratzon, maisa merit against her husband. And that's the Maharik, again, something in the world of Gili Arai is based on Svara. So we had murder, that was the Makkos. We had Avodah Zarah, that was by Mesis, and we have Gili Arai is now. One final discussion of Svara, which I think we've had before, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Hey. At the beginning of the sixth paragraph, the Gemara quotes that the basis for saying Birchas HaNenin is a Svara. Aser la'adam lehenos ben olam hazeh b'lo bracha. You can't be nana from olam hazeh without a bracha. Fine, beforehand it's b'lo Hashem, l'Hashem ha'aretz u'meloah. Afterwards, v'aretz nasan l'vnei adam. That's the maskana. Earlier, the Gemara quoted a pasuk, trying to quote, find a svara in the Torah. And Petosa says, l'maskana, v'kra denasiv la'el asmachta b'yalma. The Tosa says that the pasuk wasn't asmachta. The Gemara is Sabra Mitzchila Delimud Gamor Hu. We thought it was a Limud Gamor, but we ended up saying that it was not. The Pnei Yeshua on this Gemara says, I beg to differ. Pnei Yeshua says, we know that Svara is on the level of Daraisa, right? Twice in Shas, it says, Lamalikra Svarahu, right? By Pesha Aso Pesha Hitir, Ksubis Chafez, and by Hamos Mechaber Lavaraya, Baba Kama Memvav. So says the Pnei Yeshua, why do we say Brachos or Durabanan? Why is that Askama Saposkim? It says here that the basis for Berachos and Ananin is Daraisa. So Masha Bilasha Kalaposkim, Dilafum Hachmaskana, Berachos and Ananin Durabanan, why is that? So he says, I argue, I think they're Daraisa. Why did Poskim say Savik Drabana Lakula, Savik Brachas Lahakel? Right, and they think that's the basis for saying it's Drabana? No, I think even if Brachas is Daraisa, you would still say Savik Brachas Lahakel because you have the counter pressure of Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem, Brachas Shein Etzricha. So if you have that counter pressure, even on a Daraisa level, you would say Savik Lahakel. But that's what he says. Even though he says Luli de Mestafina, I would say that Brachos are Daraisa because Svara is on the level of Daraisa. And as we've just said, Svara is based on teaches us Limudim. So how do you get out of that? So Rav Yosef Engel says in one line, and Rav Asher Weiss explains it a little more graphically in his Sefer on Dvarim and Siman Tezvav, there's different types of Svaras. Svara logic, which is pure intellectual logic, what might be called logic of the mind. You ask a guy in the street, does Hamotzi Mechaver Lavaraya make sense? Does Pesha Aser Pesha Yitir make sense? He would say, of course it makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. But if you ask him bringing in the fire on the kli and inappropriate clothing, that also, but here it's a religious svara. It's an emotional svara. It's a logic of the heart, one might call it. And therefore, Aval Svaras Haleva Musarit, that's different. That's a different type of svara. And therefore, you can't compare one answer for the Bnei Yeshua. If you look in the note of Yehuda, the Tzlach on that Gemara, he has another answer which kind of fits to some of the things we've been talking about. Svara could come up with, could teach you a halacha. It can't create a mitzvah. Right? Or else you'd say, why does the Torah say any mitzvah, sichlios? Just leave it out and the Torah would, we would know it. The Torah can't create a mitzvah. The Torah could interpret, could limit to help us understand, but it can't create a mitzvah. And that's why here you can't create svaras. Avalomar al davar shu misvar shu chashav mitzvah daraisa zelo shamanu. V'madavar kein l'chinam nechtav u'kala mitzvah sheim sichlios. V'od. So and he says, svarazu asalanz ben alamazel abrachas, svarazu shechaz achol bay olam. Berachaz anen shivichovet b'nei noach. But we know that's not true. It must be this type of svara is a different type of svara than elsewhere. It's good to create a mitzvah, so that cannot be done. It's only within halakha. So we mentioned a couple of examples here. A svara within limudim, a svara to teach an iser, sichli, right? And Gilei Arayas, Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Damim, at least the iser labaila part of Gilei Arayas, and we spoke about brachos at the end. Okay, we'll stop here.